Joe, do you like Ryan Scaletta?
It's a perfect way to start the show, Dan. I didn't turn the monitors off, so Dan thought we were still muted.
We're not muted?
We're not muted.
So they can hear us?
Yep.
Did they hear that thing you were saying about him?
No, thank God.
Oh, good.
Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show. Hi.
Welcome.
Well, Harry Nilsson, I'm sure...
Just adding that to a playlist because that's a catchy tune.
It is a very catchy tune. I'm sure most of you know it. Let me turn the monitors off.
You didn't play that intro. That's why I was confused.
Oh.
I got confused.
I forgot to pull that up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I was apologizing to Irrational Times, not you. I don't really care about you.
That's obvious. Tell that.
Hello, everyone.
I do like that you got stuck in the same traffic as me for once, you fuck.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I forgot to pull that up. I was doing a little bit of rushing around. Traffic in this area is just... this would be a good segment for a half hour. Let's talk about the traffic problems in the tri-state area.
Tri-state area, both states?
Both states, New York and New
From
Jersey.
From one state into the other?
Yeah. And when they do construction, it's something no one's ever heard people complain about before, so I think we should talk a lot about it.
Good.
So,
let's talk about LA traffic after that.
I want to thank all you guys. Of course, Royce and Mersh from Revenge of the Sith. You all know. Daywave, Nightwave. Because without them, I'm sure we would not be over 900 subscribers right now.
Absolutely not. Yeah, it's awesome.
Very.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was an early thank you. But, yeah, it's fucking awesome. We're getting close to 1,000 so we can get monetized, and then I could say something satirically, Dan.
Yeah.
That YouTube won't like, and then we'll get demonetized.
Oh, okay. So, well, it'll be a fun week.
Yeah, it'll be a fun show where one is monetized, and then they take us off. But we're getting close. And again, thank everybody. I thank everybody. Trying to keep up the chat.
It's moving. It's moving.
It's moving fast. I'm liking it.
Hi, Maureen. Maureen said hi. I don't have time to type back.
Okay.
How do you tag someone like she did?
You just put the at sign, stupid.
Well, you have to type all that out?
Actually, no.
At sign, stupid, just, and the name?
I think you just...
All together?
Yeah.
You're kind of bitchy today, just so you know.
I've had the worst week with my stomach.
Oh, tum-tum sad?
Yeah. It's finally getting better this afternoon. I know everyone cares, but I have a lot of things in common with Royce Lopez.
Yeah.
We're both guys.
All right,
and
got
we both
that.
Have IBS.
All right. More things or just those two right there?
He's hilarious. I'm kind of funny. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
You both do the Cousin Joe Show?
We both love Pink Floyd, especially The Wall when you take drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he loves that when you make everyone in the living room watch that together.
Yep.
He appreciates that.
So, Joe Attitude Colette. I do not have an attitude, literally, Emerald. I do not.
Stop eating frozen White Castle. Don't tell me how to live.
Lisa, get some Pepto, bro. Well, I wish that was as easy as that.
Oh, he's got something slightly stronger than Pepto.
Slightly. And when that doesn't work, that's when you know you get a problem. Yeah. If you're taking straight up codeine and that doesn't do anything.
Dr. Prony says, you're Cuban too?
Okay. No sad tantrum. No hillbilly
tum-tum.
Harry.
It says tum-tum.
By the way, while I'm here thanking everybody for the 900 plus subscriber rate, I gotta say I'm a little disappointed. A week has gone by.
Oh no.
I have yet to receive one email from any of our listeners in Pennsylvania.
He didn't check his email.
I put it out there last week. I mean, do they not think it would be an honor for me to come up to their house?
To their home?
And give them a free fireworks show?
Off fireworks for them?
I mean, what is this? What kind of people are you?
7:05. We got the fireworks already.
Sorry. You know, I was...
Is that what you did this weekend? Let me guess. It was a weekend with an extra day, so you set off fireworks.
It was a holiday weekend.
Right, so...
And people...
That means...
People are more welcoming to the noise, I guess, without calling the cops if it's a holiday.
I don't know if it's welcoming as much as just, like, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
There's that Coletta boy again.
I would say about 2 hours ago... I was with my girlfriend, and she goes, no, I said, so you think I can make it through the show tonight without mentioning fireworks once? And before I got the CE out of once, she goes, no.
Not after you sent them off this weekend. It's fresh in your mind.
I know.
I mean, I don't know why I'm saying it like that, though, because I know, like, we'll do a show in December, and you're still going to be like, I saw some fireworks.
Well, New Year's Eve, Dan.
Of course. How silly of me.
Really? And Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Got to celebrate the baby Jesus with explosions.
Nothing celebrates Christ like blowing some shit up. That's mm-hmm. for sure. Joe, let me light your...
What?
Joe, let me light your roof on fire, Coletta. Teddy Spaghetti.
I'll have you know I'm a very professional pyrotechnician.
Oh, just wait, Bronco. Embarrassing story incoming.
Well, plenty of those.
No, go ahead, please. Tell me about your... I just stayed home depressed all weekend. Tell me what you did.
Just on the weekend?
No, it's every day, but the weekend was what we're talking about.
Oh, because I had it post-weekend.
Yeah? Well, it's because you were coming down after all the explosions.
That's probably what it was. But, yeah,
no. Girlfriend's like, Joe, you said I haven't lit anything on fire today. It's pretty bummed.
That's sadly not far off from the truth, honestly. I'm just going to leave it there. Let your imaginations run wild. That is not that far off, unfortunately. The shit she deals with, she's just incredible. So, yeah, Sunday night, I went over to my sister's place, and they have a backyard, and I could have done them there, but they have a dog, and I don't want to scare the dog.
Right. Well, Joe loves animals, you guys.
I am an animal lover.
Joe loves animals.
So right down the road, there's this park. I think it's like a high school and then the field, track field or some shit.
You're allowed near those?
I haven't got any letter. Well, I don't check my mail, so I'm not sure. I never... Yeah. It reminds me, I got a call back the insurance company, DMV. I look at my mail like 3 months later. I can't be bothered.
That's good. Yeah, you'll get to it.
Yeah, whenever. It can wait. It's just mail.
Nobody told me the registration was expiring, officer.
You know, I didn't tell you.
Oh, that's the pink envelope. Okay.
You know, you joke, but I got pulled over on Saturday.
For having 400 pounds of explosives in the car?
Thankfully, he didn't ask me to open the trunk. But, no.
Just dragging your fucking Solero? On the fucking interstate? What's back there, son? Oh, nothing. My registration's expired.
Yeah, focus on the front of the car. Eyes on the front of the car. Forget about the trunk. Yeah.
Remember that time we got pulled over?
Yes. And that, you know what? I want you to tell this because it'll tie into what I was going to...
Tell it now?
Yeah.
Please. I don't remember the exact story. I remember we were coming back from when we were shooting back a couple years ago.
Not guns, cameras.
Cameras, yeah, sorry. We were shooting at cameras with guns. and we...
We're in the Garden State?
No, yeah, we came off the Garden State.
It was just
before... And we got pulled over by a cop speeding, right? We were speeding?
It was a cop, not a firefighter that pulled us right. over. Yeah,
yeah, it cops pull you over sometimes. Sometimes. It wasn't the FBI because of the things Joe says on here.
Well, that'd be the ATF.
What was it? It was like the guy, like, he just like didn't look at your registration, which was totally expired?
No, well, it was... I forget if it was the... Without a doubt, the inspection.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is for other states. I know in Jersey... The registration and inspection go together, and it's every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, something like that.
In New York, inspection is every year. At least the inspection was expired, and you knew that. And I remember you telling me I was busy looking for my insurance.
I probably told you months before that it was expired.
Oh, no, not that.
Oh.
Tell me that as I was going through my console for the registration, the cop was moving his head and flashlight to the front.
Oh, he was going right towards it.
But he didn't look.
Something happened. It was, like, you distracted him. I think you said, oh, here it is, when you're looking for your license.
It was like a movie. It was the second before his flashlight shone on the sticker that expired like 8 months before.
That was a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's just like, yeah, okay, you guys can go. 2 a.m, like...
Yeah. That's because we were white and there was no alcohol in my breath, surprisingly.
That's where we got pulled over?
No, we got pulled over. I don't know what.
Speeding.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. That's... Yeah. But that's not why I got pulled over on Saturday.
Well, wait a minute.
What's up?
Madman says, did you break into any of your aunt's ex-boyfriend's houses? The fuck is that?
Did I tell that story?
You broke into an aunt's ex-boyfriend's house?
I can't remember if I told the story or not.
You must have.
Well, yeah, for him to say that, I must have. But we were just... Right before the show, I asked Dan, because I was going through my head of... Since we've been back in April...
There's a lot of stories from before.
You're right, and we have a lot of new listeners. And so I've been going through my head and the stories that I've told, and I don't want to repeat, but there's also new people that I haven't told them in years. I thought this was one that I didn't talk about.
I don't remember this story at all. Unless it was a week I wasn't here. I mean, I've missed a few weeks since we've been back.
If one of you guys can just remind me, because I have a Xanax memory, if I told that story...
It's like a goldfish memory.
On this show.
I'll keep talking about your Boom Boom stuff, and then we'll get to your...
Oh, you heard it on Hippo Juice. That's right.
Oh, you talked about Hippo Juice?
Yeah. Cool. I was going to say, because you didn't know the story.
No, I never heard of this. Take your Boom Boom story first.
Okay.
Then we'll go to the other illegal thing you did.
Okay.
We'll just keep racking them up.
Well,
this show is the Cousin Joe evidence show.
It's all Joe, my being detained, Coletta. So no, Saturday I was driving.
This show is Exhibit A.
Well, that's what I was saying to my girlfriend when I was talking to her about, I wish I had my 1.3 fireworks license, because then I could start a business, a side business where I do professional firework displays,
right?
And I could just imagine going, because you have to do an interview. There's a Fed behind a desk. I could just imagine him with a laptop
turning the laptop around.
Yeah, and on the screen is, you're this guy pissing into a can talking to another guy about sex toys? You're the guy that wants...
Hey, sex toys aren't illegal. There's nothing wrong with that.
But I sort of...
Great line in the chat.
What's that?
Joe, I know my rights, Coletta. Joe, I'm a sovereign citizen, Coletta. And Joe, am I being detained, Coletta?
Back to back.
Boom, boom, boom. I love our listeners.
They're the best.
Anyway, so...
And Christopher Bishop, yes, that is a Neil Young LP behind me.
But I think you could just tell
them... Live Rust.
A lot of times, oh, that's just a character, officer.
Right. And also,
I mean, the whole
it's
thing
been
where
7 years,
the things that are on your permanent record, you're going to have a little harder time with that.
Right.
But yeah, all these stories are at least 7 years old and involved in countries where the things that they occurred were legal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, seven years.
This was in Colorado.
7 years is the statute of limitations for these types of stories.
I don't even know if that's true, by the way. That's just a number we throw out because it works for credit.
Probably should look into that.
Mm.
Anyway.
15 years it was.
So anyway, let me just get back to Saturday. So I got pulled over, and I really think it helped a lot that my girlfriend was in the car.
Oh, did it?
I think I would look sketchy by myself.
The fact that she wasn't, tied up in the trunk probably helped you.
That helped.
Yeah.
That for once she was in the front. Yeah. that was definitely a positive. But...
Can you give me the registration victim, girlfriend?
You pulled me over because I have a front license plate. I haven't had a front license plate in, 10 years.
Where were you?
Pennsylvania? Right up the road.
Oh.
In Pennsylvania, it's legal to not have a front license plate. You could do that. But that's why you stopped me. But it was in an area, Dan, where... Most of the people don't look like me, so I think he was just fishing. I'm just speculating, guessing. It might have been near an area where some people might go to buy weed on the street or something.
What?
Yeah.
People buy weed?
I know. Crazy
Jesus.
Kids.
Terrible. I can't believe kids would do that this day and age.
It's,
when you can get it FedEx to you.
Right.
Just seems silly.
Dumb kids.
Oh, man, we went to some bad places to get weed when I was a kid 7 years ago. No, this is actually 20 years ago, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, so I get the... this was daytime, so this cop didn't need a flashlight to look over and see that my inspection expired in January.
Mm.
So probably one of the coolest cops I've ever come across. He just goes, inspection's expired, what's that about? I go, yeah, I got it. My cat is leaking... Which it is. I need a new catalytic converter.
Oh.
Which is expensive. I wasn't driving around with a dead cat leaking blood.
What do your pets have to do with it?
No.
My cat has a leak, officer. Please let me go.
Yeah. So I said, I'm just... so it won't pass emissions? I go, nah, I'm sure it won't until I get it fixed. All right. He goes back and runs my info and comes back and doesn't give me one ticket. I was fucking mind blown. But... Again, I think if I was alone and my girlfriend wasn't next to me, it would have made a giant difference and I would have gotten at least a ticket. Right in the... where the fucking switches are for your windows, there's that little... What's that called? You can put your hand in it. What the fuck on the door handle? You know what I'm talking about? What is that thing?
What is Hold on, I fucked up my camera. My camera was way off. You didn't tell me. Go ahead.
I also didn't tell you to move it.
Is it better?
Yeah, it's good now.
Thanks.
So,
how do you work these things? VCR keeps blinking 12 also, if someone could help me with that.
Keeps flashing 12 o'clock. It's not 12 o'clock.
It's not even 12. I yelled at it as loud as I could.
I know.
Goddamn engines.
So... So right in the door where you would, like, put whatever, change, I guess, it was just filled with those fuseless firecrackers I have that you just throw at the ground and they explode.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the amount of shit that, I don't know, I should probably stop instead of saying what else is in my car.
You said it was this weekend.
I did. So I'm done with that story. But I'm just putting it out there, and I always do, that most cops are really just doing their job, good people. Very nice guy. And I'm white, so that helped. So, that was leading to, what?
Frozen Asian says, VCR, what is that? And the sad thing is, there's probably a lot of people who don't know what that is anymore.
You know what? I would guess that there's at least half the people in the chat right now have never used a VCR. Maybe more than half.
What time is it at Cousin Stan's house? 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Jim Edward.
The Hillbilly Harry. That's the door handle, Joe. That thing I was trying to find a word for 10 minutes.
Okay.
It's not, though. It's not, anyway, it doesn't open the door. It's just like a little pocket. But I have those there in case I have road rage. I need to throw an explosive at another driver. 7 years ago, not Saturday.
Chrysolis and Elitis has just say my on Minecraft after everything.
That always works.
So I had this cocaine on Minecraft the other day.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I felt like there was something else. Oh, what?
Kitty Raider says, you know what they are, Frozen Asian? You made them when you were a child. Jesus.
That's hilarious.
Holy fuck.
Oh. Okay. Go on.
Before Joe gets an email after the show, hello, fellow citizen, I would like to invite you to come unarmed to provide me a fireworks show. Totally not involved in law enforcement, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't really think that plan through. I would have just responded to any email. Where's the address? I'll be there.
I'll be there.
So what would you say you had in your car? Oh, shit.
Oh, boy, you and your friends all have mustaches.
Oh, what's that necklace? It's like all beads. It's all silver. It's like I had one of those in high school, but that's bad.
Oh, no, it's 21 Jump Street. Undercover snarks.
Steven, that's Joe's character ability on Twisted Metal, throwing fireworks at people. Twisted Metal was something I could sit in front of and play for hours and not get bored.
You probably find it on like an emulator somewhere.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Hi, Royce. Royce is in the chat.
Hey, Royce.
If you missed it, I was thanking you and everyone else for the 900 plus subscribers. It's fucking amazing. So there was that. And I feel like there was something else about I was supposed
you
to
circle. You took the fireworks down the street.
Oh.
You're going to do something with them.
Well, yeah. I wired them up on a board, and we walked to this public park. Next time, if there is a next time, I should probably have people I'm with walk there first to make sure there's not a cop car just sitting there before I just go walking up with a giant board of fireworks down the street. Because, like I said, I didn't want to do it in their backyard. So
you walking down there,
Royce?
Like you're about to start a fucking death match.
Royce in the chat. I need a fireworks show at One Police Plaza in New York, New York.
I'll be there without scouting it at all.
Joe should publish a how-to for DIY fireworks. I was actually thinking of starting a YouTube fireworks channel, just because I'm sure you guys are sick of me talking about it. Well, I know you are. And I could just have a YouTube channel of just me
for Joe and Elvis pyro friends
doing my fireworks, how I fuse them up. You know, it'd be there's a lot of fireworks YouTube channels. I'd be the only one where it's how to do it in illegal states, how to fuse it up and make them go off in a time before the cops get there.
Pick it up and throw it out.
Well, this is the thing. We went to the, I was telling you before the show, we went to the park, and it's like a track you'd walk around, right?
Yeah.
And we're at the one end. The other end, there's a dumpster. So when they were done lighting off, I just picked up the board, had a giant bag I threw at him, and just walked and dumped it in the dumpster right next to about 8 kids on skateboards that were enjoying the show and just hoping that everything went off and they didn't go bend in the dumpster.
Go in the dumpster
and,
to get them.
And find explosives. No, I made sure everything went off.
Of course you would. I couldn't imagine you...
I wouldn't waste anything.
No, exactly.
That'd be my concern, not some kid finding something.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. We got a caller.
I wonder who it could be. We have so many different callers.
Good evening, Cousin Joe Show.
Who could it be?
Hello.
Who could it be? Who could it be?
Good evening.
Who could it be? Who could it be?
Did you hit answer?
I did.
Oh.
It's the green button.
Hi,
Royce.
You're almost, shut up. You're almost at 1,000 subs now, and you're going to ruin it all by getting the ATF to show up at your door because you're making a homemade fucking fireworks channel. Can't you leave well enough alone? Why do you all? This is the thing, Joe. Joe is immensely talented, and he is. I've always said that.
Thank you.
Joe is immensely talented and immensely funny. Don't thank me yet, Joe. He's immensely talented and immensely funny. But this motherfucker can't ever be happy because whenever something good happens to him, he ruins it himself. Nobody ruins it for him. He goes, you can't just – I thought I saw another channel on how to make explosives in states where they are legal. You fucking retard.
It wasn't going to be how to make them, but how to fuse them together.
Joe, you were literally the other day talking about looking for ingredients to make your own M80s. Don't fucking tell me that's not what it is, because that's what it'll turn into. Daddy has a couple red apple ciders and a couple pili poos, and he's so good. All right, if you really want to subvert the fucking government, let me show you how to make a bomb. Did you know if you put four M80s together, it's the same as a stick of dynamite? Jesus Christ. We don't need an anarchist cookbook YouTube channel.
Okay. I won't make the channel.
No, you can't. Because I don't want to have to be in court depositions or this audio that I'm saying right now being played at some sort of courtroom going, did you know that the white supremacists use bombs made on Cousin Joe's totally legal fireworks channel? Oh, God. I thought he was going to do dick jokes. I didn't know he was going to make bombs.
That would probably be the name of my YouTube channel, Totally Illegal Fireworks. Knowing me,
If you want, if you want to see Cousin Joe bomb, look at his stand-up set. Hey, pull that up.
You motherfucker. And he's out.
Oh, God, that's a good way to leave. I've seen that stand-up set more than I've seen my own on this show.
Royce's lovely and hilarious wife is in the chat. My husband's yelling at Joe again, isn't he? Yes, Marie. Yes, he is.
You can hear it from the other room.
Okay, so maybe that YouTube channel was a bad idea.
I think you would have thought it through.
Right. Mm. I mean, I didn't make it already. I was just throwing ideas out there. I was,
you know, definitely not Cousin Joe's firework channel.
I'd be clever, though, Dan. I'd spell my name with two L's.
Oh.
You'd be collecting fireworks with two L's. You. They would never figure that out. Yeah. Subtle. Subtlety is my middle name, Dan. Yeah, exactly. OMG Wolf. Coletta. Is that Italian for subtle? Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
So how was your Labor Day weekend, Dan?
I told you already. I just fucking stayed home and...
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, so wait a minute. Now that we're talking about you doing illegal things...
Yeah.
Please, tell me about this aunt house break-in. Okay. I know you're very close with your aunt.
Well, I gotta clarify.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the aunt that I told the story about, the anal thing.
It wasn't the anal aunt.
Can you imagine people listening to this that haven't heard that or the promo?
It's okay. They're not gonna. They're not gonna think anything wrong.
Do you know how that sounds?
No, they're just. They're, they would never.
The ant what do you the think anal they're thing? Gonna think?
They're not gonna think that it's an ant you had anal sex with.
Because that's not what it is.
Because that's exactly what happened.
That's not what.
They would never think that.
That's not. This was a different ant. We had vaginal sex.
Yes.
Just,
like normal people.
Right.
In those movies Joe watches.
Yes.
Joe didn't know that the Taboo series was not like a guideline.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Whip out the Taboo Betamax real quick. You know, it's actually clearer than VCR. I don't know if you knew that.
So apparently I told this story on Hippo Juice.
Royce, I shat on a cock. That's it.
But Dan's never heard the story, so I'll make it quick. But this
is—it's the ant that gave you the green light.
It's not that ant, and there was no green light.
There was a green light.
Dan said it was a green
bright
light.
Green light.
It wasn't
strobing green.
No lights.
She was dancing to it.
There was no lights.
Mm-hmm.
None. So I'll just recap for you, Dan, and maybe you guys missed that episode of Hippo Juice. So,
well, she came over to help Joe with his homework.
This was a different aunt.
Oh,
she was dating a guy that stole some things. I think her phone was one of them. Mm. Some piece of shit guy. So this is the days where I'm on a steady diet of cocaine, and
those were the days.
And I get the address of this guy's place, and
you figured you had a score there.
It was his parents' place. I knew they were gone. And he was not around, I was told. So I park at an Exxon station at the end of the street. I go in and I buy, not a ski mask, but a cap.
You went to the Exxon down the street.
I was on drugs. From the household I was headed towards.
Yeah, so right down the street. Did you ask the guy at the Exxon directions?
Oh, wait till you hear that. Wait till you...
Did you say, hey, how do I get to this house? I'm going to break into it later. Please remember my facial features.
I didn't pull it down with my face. I just had the, like, snow cap, whatever.
Right, like you're a superhero in the Avengers movie.
I just thought it would fit the outfit.
Right.
Went along with the leather jacket and the black jeans.
Of course, nobody would suspect anything of the guy with leather jacket.
Right. So
I'm just looking for my friend over here.
So I had a knife on me.
Of course you fucking
that was
knife
like,
on you.
Like this big in a sheath.
Right. Because who the fuck doesn't have that?
Well, I you know. So I'm walking up this hill, and this is really, look, this is going to be one of those stories. I wish I could. You just have to. It's. Look. I've had a lot of close calls, Dan. I've had a lot of times I got extremely lucky. This has to be the luckiest I've ever gotten in my life to not going to jail. I mean, the amount of luck. This is what happened. I'm walking up the hill. There's a cop car driving down the hill. I'm on the sidewalk walking up.
You waved at him?
Most likely. I don't remember. But I might have. He pulls alongside me.
I don't know why, because you didn't look conspicuous in any way.
It's like 11:30 at night.
Yeah, wearing all black and a hat pulled down over your eyes.
It wasn't over my eyes, it was just above the brow.
Right.
So, he asked me what I'm...
T-800 Coletta.
And this is like a nice neighborhood. So he asked me what I'm doing around here this time of night. I said I'm walking to my friend's house, and I gave the guy's name whose house I was going to. And the cop goes, oh yeah, we know him. He's in jail right now. And he was. So...
Oh, it'll be easier for me to break in then, officer. Thank you.
So...
Can you give me a ride?
Dude, he didn't ask where I was... You know, the first question every cop asks, and it's to catch people... It's the easiest way to catch someone to lie is, where are you coming from? Where are you going?
Yeah.
I mean, he asked me where I was going, but not where I'm coming from, thankfully. Because then I have to explain why I didn't park at my friend's house. I parked at a gas station, and I started walking to... He never asked. So, I said, oh, okay, thanks. He goes, you know, that guy, you should probably stay away from that guy. He's bad news. I go, I will, all right. And I kept walking in the direction of the house. And the cop drove away.
All right, so that cop has not made lead detective yet.
Dude, It was the luckiest I've ever gotten in my life, I think. I go up to the house. I knock on the front door just to make sure no one's home. No one answers. I go around back. And underneath the deck, there's the back windows. I take my knife because I watched too many movies. And I thought I could do a circle.
And pop it out.
And pop it.
You fucking dumbass.
So all I did was scratch the guy's window.
You thought you could cut a circle like fucking Batman?
Yes.
Push it in. You fucking idiot.
I know.
God damn it.
I know.
Oh, did you keep it in your utility belt?
I am the knight. That didn't work, surprisingly, Dan. So I just turned around with my back to the door, or the wall and window. I looked left and right. Didn't see any neighbors outside, lights on. And I just kicked the window in. Just kicked it in. So now I go inside.
Fucking damn it.
And I'm looking around. And I grabbed what I thought was the stuff, my aunt's belongings. I thought I got what I needed.
She's just going through the house trying to figure out what might be her belongings.
Essentially.
She was like, well, these fireworks definitely belong to her. I should get those.
In the dark, by the way, because I'm not stupid. I wasn't going to wave a flashlight around in a dark house.
I'm betting you didn't have one.
Nope.
Why would you bring a flashlight to a dark house?
No, all he needs is a knife.
I can cut my way in and then use the reflection of the moon on the blade to see around the house, because I saw that in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Everything I've learned was on television. I'm Joe Coletta.
Joe Etch a sketch Coletta.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Joe's worse than a Home Alone villain.
Joe Wet Bandit Coletta.
Sticky Bandit.
Sticky Bandit. With the Sticky Bandits.
So, you know, again, at this time I was on a massive amount of cocaine. I thought I was doing the right thing for my aunt.
That's always
getting her
for everything.
Well,
I was on the cocaine, Your Honor.
But it's the reason why a cop stopped to talk to me, drove away, and then I kept walking towards the house.
You had one thing in your mind.
And I was on a mission, and I was going to fucking complete this mission. So I get out of the house. I drive towards my aunt's place to give her stuff, and it hits me that I left the knife there. Right outside the window that I tried to cut.
So, they're going to get there and they're going to find a scratch window and a knife line. That's an open and shut case right here.
So I stop at a friend's house and tell them what happened.
Are you bringing more witnesses into this?
Because I didn't want my car up there again.
Uh-huh.
So we took my friend's car. They dropped me off.
That was a better friend than I was,
dude. I retrieved the knife. And that was that. And, you know, mission accomplished. That was, probably the most illegal thing I've ever done.
I feel like mission accomplished is very incorrectly used.
Okay, you could be right. You could be right.
Fucking window.
But the reason I got so lucky was because even when that guy got out of jail and called the cops and said someone broke in or whatever, they probably didn't give a shit. Probably the same reason the cop drove away. He was like, who cares about that guy?
Yeah.
He was always in and out of jail. Mm-hmm. So, I mean...
You know. Were you wearing gloves for this?
Yes, that's right. I was wearing leather gloves when I was talking to the cop.
And what month was
Not
this?
Just leather gloves, sap gloves. They're the gloves that on top of the fingers and knuckles, there's powdered lead.
Why?
It's a weapon.
You really did think you were Batman. Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm not wearing hockey pads. They're gloves, and they have on the knuckles. You think the cop would have been suspicious if I made that voice while talking to him?
Yes.
Swear to me, officer. Literally emerald. Cocaine is not to blame for stabbing a window.
Hey, to be fair, he tried to cut the window.
He tried to make a hole.
Tried to pop a hole out of it. Like the James Bond.
Elite Wizard wants to know if I grab my aunt's favorite toy. Listen,
Joe is her favorite toy.
Joe was walking a felony without a gun.
I like that Burks just says, ... shake my head.
I mean, yeah. Look, I'm not telling you this is a story I'm proud of, but I'm just saying I got incredibly lucky as a youngster, as they say, quite a few times. That was by far the luckiest I think I've ever gotten. You know, there's plenty of times I drove to Patterson, grab Coke, and it's funny you mentioned I would wave to a cop.
Because they think you were...
I was, like, on their side.
Yeah.
And I,
on their side.
Yeah, and they didn't stop me.
Because you were Batman. We can work together. White bot, Batman voice, Alfred, the knife won't cut through the glass. Coke sniff, I'll use my bat gauntlet to break the window.
Oh, shit. So yeah, that was that story you didn't hear before, Dan. I can't believe in all the years I've known you, it's never come up.
I've never heard that story.
I mean, I don't know why the fuck it would, to be honest, actually.
You told me some stories on this show, it's never one I've heard. Mm. You have this I've said this, and I said this like towards the end of, I think, the last week's show, and I know Royce made the joke about the stand-up. Honestly, think if you'd stuck with stand-up. The fucking experiences you have in life, man. Jesus fucking Christ, some of the shit you probably would have come up with.
I know. It's on a long list of regrets, Dan. It's there.
I mean, I've done it for 10 years. I regret it every day, so.
Yeah, but you're good at it.
Thanks, buddy.
You are.
Can I have another beer?
Yes, you can.
Thanks.
What's going on in the chat?
Oh, boy. Someone said, that person says epic.
By the way, all this story and all the other things I talk about on the show is going to help me get my ATF license, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, cool.
They're going to be like, wow, you know the ins and outs of the law.
You know, it's funny because I was telling, to go back to when I was telling my girlfriend about how I wish I got my ATF license, but if they did an interview and just pulled up a show, they could see me pissing into a can.
They could see all kinds of shit.
But she said to me, she goes, you know, you can't change what you did in the past, but you can stop pissing in containers on YouTube. And I guess that goes for the story.
What, does she not get the bit? That wacky bit we came up with? It's
probably one of many pieces of sound advice that I...
ignored?
Yep. Not ignored, but, you know, just decided to go the other way. I'm not sure if that's the same as ignored, but...
I think it's the same as ignored.
Okay, well, I'm trying to put it politely.
Trying to make it sound some other...
You know, I'm trying to make it sound meaningful, which, you know...
Lisa wants to know if you ate paint chips as a kid.
I mean, I play with them. Okay.
Well, that was fun.
So there was that. There was something else we were going to... I mean, there's a lot of things. It's only 7:40. We got a lot to get to, but...
Mm.
There was other shit we were talking about before the show.
That
I know we wanted to bring
up. So me and Joe, we like to call it prep, and it's really... both of us fucking around the internet and seeing if something pops up that we can use for the show. And Joe had never heard of, what's it called? Deep fakes?
Yeah. I was just scrolling through FARC and I saw a thing saying something deep fake. There was a guy who used voice generated, like, you know, that Jordan Peterson guy, you can make him say whatever you want. It doesn't sound like a robot or computer.
Right. Sounds like it's like all the words he used
from an audiobook or something like that. Someone did
that. Think about it. You probably get like all the phonics. Is that what those are? All the different sounds?
The different tones. I know what you mean. Yeah. Probably. But I don't know where they got the CEO of, I think it was a bank manager. Someone called in using his voice somehow. And got them to transfer like $240,000 to Belgium just using that guy's audio, whatever.
Right.
So I don't know how this shit works, but it's. You were telling me they do it facially.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh.
Is this one of the songs on that album behind you?
OJ's White Bronco. Well, there's two albums behind me. I got Live Rust by Neil Young, and I got Goodbye Yellow Brick
Road. I'm
going to
guess that he's going to play.
Someone whistling.
Rock and roll will never die.
Oh, it's Neil Young live.
This is it's not on the Live Rust album.
He has a deeper voice in this version.
Hold on.
He has a much deeper voice in that version than I'm used to. Usually he sings high.
You think Neil had a cold?
Neil might have had a cold that night.
This is from 1992. Hang on. I have to see what this thing looks like that we just heard.
It sounds like Neil Young and Eddie Vedder had a baby and they made a song.
Don't you dare.
I mean, they did spend a lot of time in the 90s together.
This is actually a live... Is this guy retarded? It's like it looks like a burn victim and a little downsy. There's a lot going on here.
They're swinging away on this poor guy.
Well, and a stroke victim.
Okay, maybe it's just two of those things.
Is this like the halftime show at the Special Olympics? Do they have halftime shows?
They have halftime show.
They don't?
No, I'm pretty sure.
He's really getting into it now.
The drummer's really going for it. This guy might be drunk.
I think it's the stroke. I think he's having another one right now.
The chorus is, "Someone please help me." Agent Orange says he's trying, for fuck's sake.
I'm trying to see where they are, what this is.
Some sort of outdoor festival of some kind.
All the comments are in some other language.
Is it redneck?
No, like, not English.
Oh.
I can't do it anymore. Thank you, OJ's White Bronco. And yes, we have reset our Streamlabs goal for... it's depressing to say it's already September.
I know.
Summer's over.
Berks84 says, "Does Joe's girlfriend watch the show?"
Yes.
She does, and she's probably getting ready to give him the same advice she already gave him that he ignored.
To stop telling stories like this?
Or maybe to stop peeing on air.
I've only peed, like, what, twice since we've been back in April?
Since we've been back, yes.
Yeah, I'm just counting that.
That was like a new birth for the show, man.
And look, it's just...
Did you upload that audio yet?
What audio?
You said you're going to upload the audio of the show since we've been back.
No, I have all the MP3s.
Some of our listeners can't.
I have all the MP3s ready to go. I keep forgetting. I got to reach out to Royce and see if I can use the More Like Radio iTunes channel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's still up, to be honest. I haven't checked.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, I'll just throw it on there. Or if I got to buy some...
Well, I mean, I'm...
Some.
I don't know if you're ever going to have a chance to speak to Royce, but if you ever do, I'm sure you can ask him. I know it's hard to get in touch with somebody these days. That calls your show every week.
I have them all ready to go, and yes, I know I've been promising, but I will release them one way or another.
3 weeks? I don't think that's a big deal.
I mean, I have a busy lifestyle, Dan.
It's hard for you to send one message to somebody. I don't know if this is Royce saying that's okay, but he says, "Yes, stupid," so...
Oh, okay, so there you go. This weekend, thank you, Royce. I'll be uploading all the
This weekend
shows.
Will be the 3-week anniversary of him also not uploading... Those shows. Uh-oh. Oh, no. He hung up. He was calling, and then he decided not to call.
Are you sure you just didn't answer it right?
No, it was quick. He, like, quick hung up.
Oh, okay.
He probably felt like yelling at you in the chat is going to be enough.
Okay.
If Joe's girlfriend watches this show, then she's definitely a keeper.
Oh, you have no idea. I'm beyond lucky.
Both of us are.
I can go on for an hour.
Both of us have women who will listen to this.
And yes... Beckers. I always say that wrong. I think we always say Berks. Beckers 84. I'm working on that. She says Joe needs to wife her. I know.
That was a big thing last week's show.
Yeah. Well, for good reason. You know, before she realizes.
Oh, boy. Here we go, Joe.
Hello there.
First off, a couple things I got to say.
Okay.
Because I always come in and I'm really mean to Joe. First off, Dan... Yeah. You're hilarious, by the way. I think Dan's very funny. Dan cracks me up all the time.
Thanks, man.
I don't like that Joe steps on you all the time.
He is a professional. It's
and
okay.
Yeah, it's whatever. I get it.
Asshole.
Secondly, how long have you been back, Joe?
March.
March or April?
March.
Okay, March.
May, June, July, August, 7 months. 7 months! you've been back. And now you're, oh yeah, I need to talk to Royce about it. First off, Joe, yeah, you know the process on how to upload the podcast. Fucking put the link in the Dropbox, post it in the page. I'll get it up for you, dude. It'll take me 2 minutes. I'll be happy to help. But I like how Joe does his thing. Oh, my life is just too busy. I'm just too busy to upload fucking MP3s for fans that are literally giving you money.
At least you're not making me feel bad.
I don't know if you know this. I had fireworks this weekend.
Yeah, you should feel bad. You do one show a week. So that's one MP3 a week. And it takes maybe 2 minutes to give me the show description and to post a link in the Dropbox. And I'll take care of it. You know what I'll do for you, Joe?
I'm not even asking you to do anything. I just wanted to make sure I could...
I'm even going to make an RSS feed called the Cousin Joe Show. That way when people search for it, they can find it, and they get the show, and they, you know, people that are called fans. I know that you're too good. I get it. I get that you're too busy. You have this life, this fucking exotic lifestyle. We're sitting in front of a show instead of looking at Dan. And again, I'm going to guess this, by the way, and going, I think that was good. I mean, I don't know if that was good. Was that good, man? Were we funny, bro? I'm so insecure. I'm going to have to talk to you about how insecure I am. Instead of just uploading an MP3 file.
Has Royce been listening to our phone calls?
I think he has. No, I think he has my Amazon Alexa tapped.
Yeah. I don't even Amazon Alexa tapped. You're fucking the most predictable person on the planet, Joe. It's Joe, Amber. Merch says you suck.
What?
Great to walk by me. Merch told me to tell you you suck, and he walked away.
Tell him I love him,
so
too.
You know, at least it's a consensus in this household that you fucking suck.
That's true. He makes the jokes.
Okay, see, now you're being patronized by Marie. Nobody here, nobody here believes you. Dude, it's an MP3. It takes like a second.
I know, I just wasn't sure if I...
Can you imagine, shut up for a second. Dan, can you imagine,
yeah, it's your
can
show.
You imagine how successful... Yeah, well, at this point it should be. Dan, can you imagine, Dan, how successful you guys would be? Joe tried. I had
at all
screaming back into podcasting, kicking and screaming.
Okay. Do you know how good these mics are? You got?
Shut up.
What?
I know how much. $35 plus tax.
Shut the.
And that's because they came with mic arm.
Shut up.
God damn it!
My face hurts.
Yeah, I know. I know. It takes a second. And Joe, I swear to Christ almighty, if you text me tonight and go, sorry, bro, I should have been putting the MP3s up. What do I need to do? Again, I don't remember. Which, by the way, right now he's hitting delete on his phone because he was just typing that.
Then we're not allowed to have phones.
I can't. I love how he brings me to a... We're going to talk to Royce about what? About doing the thing you did for 5 years?
I wasn't trying to put anything on you. I just wasn't sure if...
Oh, it's funny. Every time you don't put something on me, it's more work for me. Just fucking Joe. Come on, bud.
I appreciate the...
thank you for letting me on the fucking Cousin Dan show. Because at least he cares about the audience.
I do.
Not makeshift fireworks and fucking Coke stories.
Makeshift?
Insulting.
That's the only thing I take issue with.
Okay, sorry, look, I had to I'll let you go. I apologize. Please go back to doing your tech talk show about MP3 and whatnot.
Alright, I will be sending over those FLAC files for you to upload shortly.
Hey, if you send me an FLAC file, I'll fucking throw you out your own window. You send me an MP3. No one needs high quality of you and your microwave vinyl album radio show. Alright? Fuck it. Just send an MP3 like everybody else.
You're such an asshole. Oh, brother. I love you.
Alright,
God damn it.
Alright, have a good show.
Thanks, bro. I'll talk to you later. I fucking love Royce.
Just when I think you can't possibly say something to make him eviscerate you again, you've come up with something.
I always seem to manage something. Yeah. God damn it. And if he didn't nail the post-show conversation sometimes.
Everyone. Every single.
I was going with sometimes.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
What the fuck? Well, thank you, Royce. And yes, now it's out there. I will be uploading all the MP3 versions of the show. Okay. God damn.
Microwave vinyl has a ring to it.
Okay.
Well.
Where were
we? Damn, Royce is funny.
He's probably one of the funniest. Not probably. I was going to say the funniest. But I want to insult Mersh. They're both fucking hilarious. I just talked to Royce more on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, Mersh. That's why I said that. Okay. Old Child now I got to text Mersh says, later and go, look, man.
Old Child Support says, one time I tried to get an autograph from Hollywood Coletta, but he spit in my face and said, there's your autograph, you fuck.
That's because you were black.
Okay. That didn't see that going there. Wow. That was a turn.
Just fucking.
Okay.
All right. So.
Cliff Royce got off the toilet to yell at you.
That's hilarious. Fuck. Even Owen Benjamin's confirming what I'm saying. That's Royce nice. Is the funniest.
He's not verified?
That's weird. Should we make Owen a mod in the chat?
No.
Okay.
You handed out enough of those fucking things.
Oh, sorry. Well,
the first 2 weeks, Joe was so excited we had listeners that he just started.
I just started giving wrenches.
Out wrenches to anyone who would compliment him.
But I gotta say, my instincts were right, Dan. None of them have steered me wrong.
No, not
except
yet.
Except the one I took away, but yeah, that person's not around anymore.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Huh?
Mm.
Okay. So that, what were we talking about?
Oh, Mallory Knox thinks we suck. Oh, well.
Aw. Sorry, Mallory.
It's all right.
Do we ruin your night?
I'm sorry.
Well, keep watching. We'll make it worse.
Mm.
What were we talking about before Royce called him and rudely interrupted us?
Your MP3 uploading.
Not before that.
Oh.
The AI face shit you were showing me before the show.
Oh, that weird, yeah. Fake, deep faking.
Mm. Mm. I was asking you to talk about it. You're the one teaching me.
Oh, Joe had never heard about it, so I was showing it to Joe, and we all know I like my conspiracy.
I just got to resetting the clock on my VCR.
Yeah, I helped him. Joe had never heard
it's
of this.
It's flashing 1 o'clock
and
for
we
reasons.
All know all you did was press up on the number. That's all you did.
Damn
you
didn't it.
Fucking change a thing on it.
All right.
Take that taboo porn out of there. We'll take it down to the shop. They have this technology now where they can like put faces on the people and use their voices. And you know I love the conspiracy theory thing. So I'm like waiting
well, I gotta
for
clarify.
The next like few.
Well, I gotta clarify. Dan loves the conspiracy nonsense bullshit, which is
I just find it
usually all it is yes, because Dan finds it funny. I find it angering. I like the first time it became a big thing.
Some of them have
when you showed me the flat earth things.
Flat earth is great.
We did a show where I was just red faced yelling.
Mm-hmm. Flat earth lizard people.
Dan can find humor in it. I just get really fucking angry. I can't deal with that level of stupidity.
Joe, if you watch Daywave, you would know about deepfakes. Ouch.
I do watch Daywave. I do. So,
he listens to it in his office.
Yeah. Unless it was this week, because this has been a weird week where I didn't get a chance to.
He's had a lot of stuff going on. Very busy.
No, but yeah, even at work. Fuck you.
All these autograph chasers. It's just it's a headache.
I know.
Can't be listening to other shows.
Apparently, I wasn't too subtle before. I guess I'm not really known for my subtlety. People on the chat picked up what I was talking about.
What's that?
We were talking about wrenches.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought the audiences?
Ian the Sleeping Beauty Killer. Ian will be back one day.
Yeah. Maybe next week. We'll see.
Ian just keeps dragging me along like when I used to be on the dating apps. We're going to meet up next week. Oh, I'm busy tonight. Something came up.
What are the other big ones?
I'm saying it hurts me.
There's the Flat Earth. There's the...
Flat Earth, yeah.
We covered the other one. I'm hesitating because I know there are some of you guys in the chat that disagreed with me when I said that you can't control the weather.
The weather one, yeah.
There's that.
So, I mean, aren't you glad they turned this hurricane? It almost crushed Alabama.
There was someone, believe it or not, it was a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally the Republicans that go with the dopey God shit. But it was a Democrat that tweeted out, if you just put your mind to it, meditate, and pray for the hurricane to not hit the U.S.,
right,
then it will.
Does he praying for the Bahamas at the time?
Was it she?
Oh, she was she praying for the Bahamas?
Just the U.S.
Or just the just Bahaman the people should be doing their own praying for their area.
Apparently, Dan, they didn't pray enough, so
maybe
they
was
got
like
hit.
Some sort of like they were praying for it to go, and we were praying for it to stay, and it was just stuck. That's why it was stuck there for so long.
And God just didn't know where to send
He's
it.
He's just like, I don't know where to put this fucking thing. I'm just gonna leave it here, I guess.
My left ear is U.S. prayers. Yeah, my right ear is Bahama prayers.
A lot of prisons.
Where do I go with this fucking
hurricane? There's a lot less Bahama people, but there's a lot more.
Where do I put this hurricane?
Right, there's a lot less people in the Bahamas. But there's a lot of gay people, and I can't have that, so I don't know what to do with the prayers.
It's a conundrum.
It was tough for me.
What it is.
Mm.
But yeah, then
I'll just send it up the coast.
She immediately deleted it, and then, you know, the internet.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Someone else
if it's out there for a second.
The
yeah.
exact copy, and yeah. But apparently, it was like one of the front runners in the Democratic whatever. I really don't follow politics shit because I'm just...
Oh, I really try not to. Oh, chemtrails. That's another good one. Literally Emerald.
Yes.
I love chemtrails.
That's right. It's just the exhaust from a plane. That's...
Well, I mean, it's controlling our minds, Joe. That's what it wants you to think.
I just loved the fact that it came from a Democrat for once and not a Republican. It was amazing to see that. But I don't follow politics because, one, I honestly can't be bothered. And I know that's...
It's unwoke of you?
I do my best to be unwoke as much as I can. So, no, not that. Oh. I know it's, you know, not the smart thing to do. I should pay attention, blah, blah, blah. But I
Nate Dizzity, the female orgasm, also a conspiracy.
We just got the best compliment ever, by the way. Royce, after laughing at, he goes, "You guys are the second best host combos." Period.
Cool.
Thank you, Royce. That actually means a lot.
That does.
I love how Royce only compliments me in text. He can't bring himself to do it through his voice box. It'll hurt his soul.
No,
if he does it.
No, it's because Royce is one of those. He won't shit on you like that if he didn't care about you.
No, try. You don't have to tell me. I know. I know.
I know. I don't tell you now. I have to tell you in an hour.
When I'm asking, do you think Royce was annoyed?
Do you think Royce really doesn't like... Do you think I probably bother him? I don't want to send him all the MP3s at once. He'll get mad at me. I'll send him one MP3 from March. And then next week I'll send another. And we'll only be 8 months behind on the show uploads.
We've been through this, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I know where to put them.
We did go through this last weekend, yes.
Okay. So there's that. And I guess the main reason we don't talk about politics on the show is I just don't know enough about it.
You know what one of the real reasons is, and we talked about this?
Yeah.
It's like out there so much.
Well.
That it's just like, I like having a couple hours where it's just not what we talk about.
Yeah.
It's just everywhere. It's permeating everything.
But I'd say it's more that I just don't know what I'm talking about. Because
we're not educated? Edumacated?
I don't follow it enough. Yeah, exactly. I
I'm easily led. I believe whatever side is talking last.
Oh, and Benjamin, the Jews never went to the moon.
I didn't think they really did. Hmm.
Oh. 6 million. More like 600, am I right, guys?
Phew.
Hi, Dan.
Nailed it.
Making a joke.
Yep, good one.
Hey, we're talking about conspiracy theories, right?
Right.
It fits.
Okay.
I'm talking about the ridiculousness.
Right.
I am, though.
I know you are.
Okay. I got worried there.
What was the other
one?
Oh, the chemtrail. We were talking about the chemtrails. Okay,
yeah, no. It's just exhaust from a goddamn fucking plane. Sometimes it's cool. They could make little circles in the air.
Oh, I see.
They could write names for you. They could
at the air shows.
Right. They could make designs. They could write happy birthday, mm-hmm. Dan. It's a lot of fun.
If you would pay them to do that, it'd be nice, but you didn't.
Well. Paul Walker faked his death using deep fake.
Probably.
How's that for not political?
Too soon? Too real. Bowling Green, Tampa, man.
6 million, not one more, not one less. Lisa. In Minecraft. Thank you, Elite Wizard. I keep forgetting the Minecraft tag that saves everything. God damn it. Fuck.
Minecraft is a very expansive game.
It is. It covers a lot of ground. It really does. How many gallons of fuel?
Kyle Duncan, Ray Liotta, Chantix deepfake. He does look fucking weird in that commercial. Did you see that Ray Liotta Chantix commercial?
No.
It's fucking weird.
I gotta tell you, I'm...
It looks like it's... Like, he looks like...
I'm a little bit...
He looks like a few layers deep on the plastic surgery.
You just gave me, like, an injection of depression.
Why?
You're telling me the leading actor from Goodfellas...
He ain't that guy no more.
My favorite film in the world...
Right.
...is now doing pharmaceutical commercials?
Chantix. It helped him quit smoking.
But no, it didn't.
Yeah, no, he did a whole commercial about it.
It's the drug... You take if you want to both quit smoking and think about killing yourself.
Who the fuck are you?
Here's a wrench for you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mammy MILF.
I like wrenches.
Hold on, I gotta play this. Did you say anything, Mammy MILF? Coming and they don't stop 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 coming. It's just gonna keep going, isn't it?
Sorry, what? I'm just listening to a really good song. I like the depth of the song.
Thank you.
It's really, it's like, Miami it makes you Gulf. Think. Because it's like, do they stop coming? And it's like, no, they don't. They don't stop coming. They, by
you,
the way.
You like how that question is answered in the song
they,
for you?
They, by the way.
Yep, yep.
Lizard people. Mm. They're not going to stop coming.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're going to take over this flat earth of ours.
Yes.
Keep laughing at the chemtrails, Joe.
I do. And I will.
Owen Benjamin, fucking Chantix, Karen.
It really is. The amount of fucking cases documented from people committing suicide.
That's someone here just said, yeah.
After taking Chantix, it's. I mean, people have been recently shitting on the Juul and other e-cigs. By the way, right before the show, when I was looking up shit, an article came out, which was no surprise at all. They traced pretty much all those mysterious vape-related lung illnesses to something in those homemade THC.
The oils. Homemade THC ones?
Yeah. It's not the nicotine. I'm not saying these are healthy for you, but if you want to quit smoking and not get tar in your lungs, use this. And your clothes and hair don't smell like shit. Anyway, they work a lot better than Chantix.
It smells like berries.
And they don't make you want to kill yourself. If you're me, your life. Own brain does that. Yeah,
life does that. You don't need help.
But
I'm Ray, and I quit smoking with Chantix.
Oh, Ray, what are you doing?
I quit smoking with Chantix.
I tried the patch. They didn't work for me.
The fuck
I
you?
Didn't think anything was going to work
fake
for
Chantix,
me until
not
I...
original Chantix.
Oh, it's deep fake Chantix, not original.
Oh.
That explains it, OJ's white Bronco. Thank you.
I tried everything to quit smoking.
You tried everything.
Everything. Nothing worked.
Wait,
then I
this?
Tried fucking Chantix. What's Chantix?
It's the drug you take to abstain from smoking.
Hold on.
Stop smoking.
Hold on.
Why would you want to do that? Hey, I'm Ray, and I quit fucking smoking with fucking Chantix.
Hey,
so try Chantix.
Right.
Hold on. I'm going to play that whole thing. OJ's White Bronco. Hang on. Give me a second. I'm going to play the first, because I haven't seen the first one yet. I'm going to play that full version. Thank you again, OJ's White Bronco. But here is the fucking lead. Henry Hill from Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Talking about how...
Try Chantix.
Chantix, along with support, helps you quit smoking.
Chantix reduces my urge
to. You're going to need support when you
smoke.
Want to talk to somebody about trying to kill yourself.
I needed that to quit.
Yeah.
When you try to quit smoking, with or without Chantix, you may have nicotine withdrawal symptoms. Some people had changes in behavior or thinking.
Sorry. If you try Chantix, you may or may not have nicotine withdrawal. If you're taking something to quit smoking and you still have nicotine withdrawal, that means it doesn't work.
I mean...
That means it doesn't work.
I'm pretty sure it works, Joe. It's expensive.
That means it doesn't work.
Depression, hostility, agitation, depressed mood, or suicidal thoughts or actions with Chantix. Serious side effects...
Yeah. None of that comes with this. I don't get paid from this, but I'm just telling you. if you want to quit smoking.
If you want to pay him, you can, whoever.
This may include seizures, new or worse, harder blood vessel problems, sleepwalking, or allergic and skin reactions, which can be life-threatening. Stop Chantix and get help right away if you have any of these. Tell your healthcare provider if you've had depression or other...
When at least a quarter of the one-minute commercial is devoted to side effects like we just heard, how is this... I would just... If I was this company, I just wouldn't put any promotional material out there. I wouldn't make any ads. Because they legally have to put that in there.
Yes.
And those kind of side effects. I just wouldn't make a fucking commercial. And how fucking bad is Ray Liotta hurting from Goodfellas residuals? And...
Can you do that show with J-Lo?
What'd he do?
Did he do a show recently?
Huh? He did?
With the Jennifer Lopez there?
He was also in... what was that movie on an airplane?
Airplane?
No.
Airplane 2.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Other mental health problems.
Snakes on a plane.
Decrease alcohol use while taking Chantix. Use caution when driving or operating machinery. The most common side effect is nausea.
I can't tell you how good it feels to have that anyway. Behind me.
Talk to your doctor about Chantix.
Please don't. Now, to get to OJ's white Bronco.
I tried everything to quit smoking. Cocaine, everything.
Dan, this fits right in with the AI facial shit we were talking about.
Does it look just like him?
Sort of, kind of, in like a face transplant surgery kind of way.
He does have a weird looking face these days.
But, no, this guy, not Ray Liotta.
Oh.
Nothing worked. Then I tried fucking Chantix.
But the fucking...
What's Chantix?
It's the drug you take to abstain from smoking.
To the voice of
stop smoking?
Yes, to stop smoking.
Why would you want to do that? Hey, I'm Ray, and I quit fucking smoking with fucking Chantix.
Hey,
so try Chantix.
Ray.
Yeah.
You can't swear.
I'm Ray, and I stopped smoking with fucking Chantix. So you should fucking get Chantix.
Well, Ray.
I'm just talking to myself. It's weird. You know? Yeah. If I got a scene I'm doing, I'll beat you in the fucking head if you don't try fucking Chantix, Karen. That's how you sell a product.
You're not smoking?
Yeah, I mean, fuck, one of the greatest actors of all time, I can pretend I'm not fucking smoking. Well, and then later you could CGI the cigarette out. What are we shooting?
This is fucking hilarious. Thank you, OJ's White Bronco. Kyle Dunnigan is the channel. I mean, I honestly can't tell if they were using that voice, whatever, manipulation to take Ray Liotta's voice, or if that guy's impression was that good.
I mean, I'm guessing he just does impressions.
I know. I'm just saying that was a fucking amazing impression. God damn. All right, what did I miss in the chat, Dan?
A lot of people doing a lot of quotes about yelling at Karen. And Chantix.
Big Salty, I was wondering if they stopped coming, but I'm reassured now. See, there's that and a lot of things we like to clear up on the show. It's very informative and educational.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we try to... God damn, that is sad. You know what? I got to check something real quick.
What do you got to check? Bank statement?
No, that's something I don't want to check.
Mm.
Yeah, no. I only look at that before I go to Amazon or eBay.
Mm-hmm. Just so you can justify it.
Can I make it to the next week if I get something? That sounded really sad. Shit.
What are you checking, Joey? Let us sit in the show here in on what's going on.
Ray Liotta on IMDb. The last thing he did.
Oh, okay.
Aside from Chantix. I really want to know.
He did definitely do Chantix.
Well, I would hope IMDb wouldn't list that embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to... I'm very curious. Hang on a second. Okay, now. Known for... Narc. Narc is a very underrated movie. Ray Liotta and Jason Patrick, 2002. If you haven't seen the movie Narc...
Mm-hmm.
Great fucking movie. Obviously, Goodfellas is the first one. You know, they That's do the known big, for.
Yeah.
Then Narc. And then, Dan, what movie do you think comes up next?
Was he the voice in like a children's movie?
You're close. He was the voice in Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
He was?
It's the third best thing he's known for.
Huh. Oh, that's right, he was. That was a very well-selling game, Joe.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
No, okay.
That's like the most recent. He's got three or four things in production and filming. for next year. Black Way, that was a decent movie with Anthony Hopkins on Netflix if you just want to waste time.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm really selling it, but, you know, it's watchable. Sin City, that's right. The sequel that was abysmal.
You didn't have to wear makeup for that one.
It was.
He just showed up. And they were Mickey, like, oh, you look great.
Mickey Rourke standing. With a wig.
You look just like him.
Boy, was that like probably the biggest drop-off. Did you see that?
The second one? No.
The original was incredible, Sin City.
Yeah.
And I don't go for comic book movies. I don't consider it a comic book movie because it's a graphic novel, Dan.
Of course.
But Sin City, the original, was fucking great. Still is.
Right.
That sequel was utter shit.
Not great?
Utter shit.
Not the greatest thing you've ever seen?
I would go with not.
Not the greatest.
Right. Mm. All right. I don't know. Is my chat on a delay?
Oh. Is it scrolled down all the way to the bottom?
It looks like it, but I'm still seeing Chantix Karen things.
Maybe they're really fucking into that shit.
That's fine. I'm just making sure.
I'm seeing.
Is that what you're seeing?
I'm seeing. I bet you he hasn't paused by Royce.
Yeah. See, now I'm on a lag for some weird reason. Anyway.
Yeah, he's on a lag, you guys.
Yeah. Just thought you'd be interested to know that. All right.
Aren't we all?
So, there's a lot of technology going on.
Do you have the donations paused too, Joe?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I do. I was trying to...
Who the fuck are you?
Remember Ghostbusters?
I do.
Yes, Royce. See, I was trying to pause just OJ's white Bronco.
How many versions?
I never realized this was the song from that movie. That's right. Yeah. That's right. I can see Dan Aykroyd now.
I love how the link of what he sent is Ghostbusters theme song vocal cover official in parentheses.
That's the official one.
1080p full. So this is the high quality version you don't want to miss.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to go for that 480 shit.
It sounded CD quality to me. I mean, it sounded real good.
I would say it might be close to FLAC.
Mm.
Not quite, but close.
That guy has some pipes, huh?
I was trying to pause OJ's White Bronco because I was going to play the full clip, but I ended up pausing all the donations.
Good.
But they're back up.
Yep.
Streamlabs.com/Joe Coletta. Oh my God, why is Punchy doing this song?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, this is...
Yeah, it's Punchy, look.
It's Punchy?
Yeah.
Like our old...
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm waiting for it to
show. Sorry, it's a bit inside for most of you guys, but this is an old friend that Royce knows, Dan knows. I haven't talked to him in years. We had a little falling out thing. But now he's doing Ghostbusters covers.
He's nailing the high notes. Is that?
He's exhibiting
the
same...
Are you sure that's him?
Yes. He's exhibiting the same self-confidence I knew him for.
Are you sure that's
he's,
him?
Yeah.
When did he grow such a big beard?
He always had that beard. Mm. He just trimmed the top part. That's what's confusing you.
Oh.
And the camera angle makes it look like it's not him, but... I'm glad to see he's doing well. Warms my heart. All right.
Is that originally set to Ghostbusters, or did he do that?
That's a very good question. So, technology and sex. I believe we have something that ties into that. Because, I mean, we were just talking about technology.
What was that? Tech and sex? Oh.
Well, the thing is, Dan, it's 8:15.
Yeah.
And we've gone this long without talking about anything sexually related.
What the fuck? Well, other than you fucking your aunt.
That never happened.
Right. It never happened, you guys.
And it was a different
on
aunt.
Minecraft.
It was a different aunt that it didn't happen with.
Right. So you didn't fuck a different aunt that you didn't have sex with.
I don't know why I'm making it more.
I don't know why you're doing that.
I always do, though.
You do?
That's all the donations we had, Karen. I paused myself when I said I paused all the donations. Just Royce's. That was all we had.
All of them? All of them.
All of Royce's
donation. All of Royce's donation were paused.
We are upgrading equipment, including my gaming computer. So, what?
So, for all of his gaming.
Well, no, it...
For his Cousin Joe Twitch account. Is that what they call that, with the video games?
Twitch is one of the things, yeah.
You can watch Joe drunkenly curse.
Who the fuck are you?
Frozen Nation.
I thought I would forget this week, Mr. Baruchel.
It's not my name, Frozen Nation, but forget what?
He doesn't like to speak of his past.
All the ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. All the ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Just do it, do it. Joe's favorite song.
His favorite non-Smash Mouth song, I should add.
For those of you who didn't listen, as most of you, like years ago, that was a song on the soundboard. We can't play it anymore because the official version will get a YouTube copyright strike. But that was a song Nick started with that, playing that, and I would hate it. So,
well, now you like it.
Well, the covers are kind of mellow, you know. I mean,
Burke says Joe drinks the beer all my female friends drink. Becker says that. Sorry, I read her name wrong every time.
What? This is a man's drink. It's wicked. It's totally wicked, bro.
It's named after that.
What are you talking
that
about?
Play. Dr. Brony loved you in Tropic Thunder. You were good in that.
I don't remember filming that.
I mean, you did a lot of coke back then.
Oh, okay, that explains it. Tropic Thunder came out in 2004 or 5?
Something like that, yeah. That area.
Interesting.
Mm.
Okay.
You did great.
All right. Well, thank you. Glad you enjoyed my performance. So I was looking at the top one there, Dan.
The top? Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Did you know, Joe, that sex robots with, I don't know why it's quoted, but coding errors are prone to violence and could strangle humans?
Sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
Right? It might be. Doll collector Brick Dollbinger.
Brick Dollbinger?
Dollbinger. Where did we get this from, Joe? Where'd you get this article from?
This sounds like a porn star name.
Is the Daily Star real news? Daily Star UK?
In the UK, it's real news.
Are you sure?
In 2019, are you really asking what's real news and what's not?
I'm just wondering.
I mean, honestly.
I'm just wondering. The guy's name is Dollbinger. That's why I'm asking.
Okay.
Sex robots plagued with coding errors could be prone to violent behaviors, including strangling, an expert has warned.
Well, this is useful information because...
I don't know, Joe.
A lot of us have these sex robots.
A lot of us?
Right.
Who?
So, if you do...
Who is a lot of us?
I don't know.
Is it you? Are you a lot of us?
If I was single, I would probably invest. But no.
God, how sad would that
especially
be?
Especially because this, what I'm looking at here is a Chinese sex robot. And I
know, that's not your style.
I don't find Asians attractive.
I know, you've told us.
So I wouldn't buy that.
I don't, wait.
Huh?
Hmm? Wait. That would have to be like one of the saddest purchases on Earth, though. Could you imagine ordering your sex robot and it shows up?
And starts to strangle you?
And you're opening it and you're just like reading the instructions like, oh, I wonder how... This fuck doll works. Like, it's got to be so
where
depressing.
You plug it in.
It's got to be
it's
so.
A robot,
so it's got to charge first. Like, right. God damn it. Like,
you
I really
open
wanted
the package
to use
with
it.
This massive heart on. You're like, yeah. I got to plug it in first.
I'm just going to fuck it dry for now while it's charging. Like, when I got my new Bluetooth speaker.
You think the batteries make it wet? Fucking dry?
You think the batteries. I haven't had one. I don't know. I don't make. I don't make sex doll money, Joe. I don't know. I don't have that kind of cash laying around.
I don't either. But I mean...
I suck hand soap in a baggie. There you go. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Microwave it for 5 seconds.
That is some recipe. Look. I mean, wait, the scenario you're talking about applies to pretty much any sex doll you would order on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Just the shame in opening it up. But I'm assuming, you know, this is us talking. For people who actually buy these, I don't think they feel weird. I think, like you said, they're probably really excited.
Like jumping up and down, all happy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, yeah. My girlfriend's here.
Speaking of comedy, here is Joe's amazing set.
No, Royce. Royce, no, why'd you... You did it this way so I can't turn it off. Fucking Royce.
I didn't even know it was on YouTube.
It's not. It's not. Did somebody put it on YouTube? Did... What? Oh. Oh, he just scared me. He didn't put it. No media.
There's no media there?
Oh, my heart sank for a second. Oh, you cocksucker. Oh, my God. All right.
You know, showing this much fear is just going to make it...
What?
Like, you're just...
It was the best stand-up set ever.
Oh, it was.
How'd that work?
How much time did you do in that night?
5 minutes.
Wow, you packed a lot in 5 minutes.
It was the first night out of my Bob Gonzo class.
Oh, he put a link in there.
Oh, Jesus. Did he?
I think that's it.
I
remember there was a joke about abortions.
My chat is...
And it came up really, like, natural. Like, it didn't... It
just, like, segues on the show?
Whammed it in there. Yeah, you just...
Who put the link in there? Because I got a...
Daywave Radio? Do you know who that is?
I do.
Do you have any idea who that could be? Daywave Radio?
My live chat on YouTube is a little behind. So
is it?
I got to wait for the link to appear.
Okay, well, it's already...
Fuck.
I'm looking right at it, Joe.
I know. I'm waiting for it to pop up.
I think you're having an issue.
Okay, hang on.
Did you fast forward your chat?
I got it.
Oh, it came up?
Jesus
Christ. I wonder what it is.
Why is it a YouTube link? Someone put it on YouTube? I didn't put it on YouTube.
Is that the right video?
Hold on. It's loading. Why does it say... Oh, I really hope this is a fake link.
I don't know. A lot of people are saying thank you in the chat right now.
Hold on. It's not...
Teddy Spaghetti says we have it now.
Hold on. Why can't I... I'm trying to load it. Hang on.
Uh-huh.
It's bringing me to studio.youtube, which is weird.
Who the fuck are you?
When are you guys going to start doing daily shows?
Daily? As soon as Joe...
moves next to you?
Yeah, or makes it so I can just do this mobile.
Well, yeah, you got that board I gave you. I gotta...
Yeah.
Come over and set it up for you, and we'll set up Skype, and you do it more than once a week.
Okay.
I'm really trying to load this up. I'm not trying to grab it. It's just, it's spinning.
It's spinning?
Yep.
They spinning? They spinning!
I don't...
Who the fuck are you?
Why isn't it...
I think this is what Frozen meant to play.
Oh, is this what they meant to play? Okay.
What's that, OJ's Way Bronco? No, not what Royce meant to play with Frozen Asian.
Oh, this is nice and chill. Yeah, I like this.
Do it now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my crack. My neck.
You!
Wait, here it is.
It's real.
Who put this on YouTube?
Allegedly.
Sammy Kuban posted The Legend is Born? You fucking asshole.
Oh.
Oh, no! No! I never wanted this to resurface ever in my life. Ever, ever, ever.
Makes you feel better, Joe.
Look, okay.
It's really good.
All right, well, now I have to play it. And look, I gotta... Fuck me. Okay, I gotta just preface this with saying... I took a comedy class with Bob Gonzo.
It was good.
Look him up. I paid like $200 for 2 months.
Oh, why are you admitting it out loud?
And I was dumb.
I just went to open mics.
I didn't do that. I should have done that. I didn't do that.
My first one's on there, too, because my friend put it up
there.
Do you
know why I went to this
off.
Class?
What?
We have a mutual friend who went and told me that I should go. And
yeah, that's your fault.
And how's he doing now? So anyway.
Stand up.
If that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
So we would
Oh, Joe's doing that thing where he's going to explain the video until it's 9.
Is that you talking or you reading the chat?
No, no, it's them saying, just play it, which means that exactly.
This is my first stand-up ever. This is so bad. The guy introducing me is wearing a Batman shirt with a fucking...
Is that like a trench coat he's wearing?
Or a cape or something.
I believe that's a mafia.
This is when I thought shocking equaled funny. This is so...
Not like now, where you're into well-developed jokes.
Fucking asshole. Paletti. Joe Paletti.
That's his stage name, you guys.
Oh, I got my notes.
When he got really big, he didn't want anyone to know.
Like the hairstyle, everybody?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're wondering how it stays all stiff and hard. I feel like fucking Janine Garofalo with these papers in my hand. I'm sorry. But to be honest, I didn't pay for this comedy class. Gonzo. As payment, I let him come all over my hair. And holy shit, can that old bastard shoot.
Oh, he came on your head.
Yeah, that's how I got the hair.
He came on your head.
Good? Yeah.
Good?
That's all right. All four of you doing good? Good. Glad to hear.
Oh, you're working the crowd, Joe. That's very professional.
Yeah.
Working the crowd.
I think they dug up a body where I thought no one would find that 7-year-old cunt. I don't think they'll catch me, though, since I glued all of her teeth on my refrigerator door. Still,
why are you pronouncing your consonants so loud?
African artwork from Kojo.
There was a black comic that I was friends with, and the teeth, I was turning into African artwork. These are not jokes. This is.
I mean, a professional helps you write them, Joe.
How does it have 29 views already? It was uploaded today. Take this fucking thing down! Take it down!
On a lighter note, though,
no, you're reading.
The only one who's considered, given the opportunity, the titty fuck and Nicole Smith. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm talking about before she did the fuck.
So I'm being topical.
She does what?
I'll go back, I think, before she's cold or something.
Did she just die?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Topical, Dan.
Nailed
topical.
It. Nailed it.
I'm talking about before she did the fuck.
Before she decomposes.
She decomposes. Put a couple of those hand warmers up her ass for about 10 minutes. And you take them out. And you have yourself a good old time, the president would say. Or in other words, you fuck the dead whore back ass. You know?
Oh, wow, all right. You really hated Anna Nicole Smith, huh?
No,
speaking of sexy things like that.
So you do segue just as good.
You know what I've always wondered? I don't know if you guys wanted this too, but this is always bothering
me. Monoman wants to know if that's the same shirt you're wearing now. I think it is.
These hilarious things.
I think it might be.
Oh my god.
Totally unrelated. Western Echo thinks that Sammy Cubano is a great producer.
You fucking Russian cunt.
Hey, he's just complimenting somebody.
Fucking scumbag Ruski bastard.
He is complimenting. You're doing an impression of the stand-up right now?
He's producing the show.
He is.
He's.
This is content.
He.
In the biz.
It's happening all the time.
So I'm fucking a whore.
She has diarrhea, but it's really just a dead baby that comes out. See, you can't help but wonder who cleans it up. You can't just flush the thing down the toilet, can you? That's not right.
That was a great Paul screen you picked, by the way.
Baby tomato's head will get stuck in the pipe. You can't have that happen. So, no. I'm guessing the husband's got to go out to buy a pooper scooper at Walmart. Which, that in itself, has got to be an awkward wait online. Looking at the woman in front of you buying diapers. Going, not to buy those. My kid's a lot cheaper. You got to deal with the retard in the blue vest asking where the pooper scooper is. Well, what size dog do you have, sir?
You still didn't like retards back then.
Well, the size of a fetus. Do you have anything that resembles that? And I just got to wonder, is it illegal to call a rotor rooter to root out a miscarriage?
I
Just something to think about. That's my time. Thank you.
Oh, no. Your time ran out. You would have had more, except time ran out.
Forgot to bring up the next guy.
Oh, Adam Kerr. Yeah, he's funny. I know him.
At least.
So Adam Kerr picked up the room after that.
At least there's confirmation that was my first time.
It was your first time. Everyone's got a first time, Joe. We all have to start somewhere. We all start somewhere, man. It's okay. It's all right.
I was so bad. I haven't watched that in like 5 years.
I still can't watch my first one. It's tough. You did it right.
No, I didn't. I remember, what was it, you?
We
or
had some laughs.
Those are my friends.
All right, they left.
That's the only reason. Was it you or Royce earlier that said, I don't know why you stuck with stand-up? That's why I didn't stick with it.
You could have developed. I've seen people start. You got to work up to something.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
A lot of people are saving this video for future.
That's great. That's great. Thanks, Dennis. That's...
Hey, Joe. Yeah, you know what, though? You know what?
What?
I'm serious. You had the balls to get up there. A lot of people don't have the balls to get up there.
Yeah, true.
A lot of people don't have the balls to get up there. You did it. You went up there and you did it.
I sure did it.
You did. You did it.
Yeah. And,
See, yeah.
What?
No, people in the chat are saluting you. Salute.
Well, did you... Again, my chat, for whatever reason, is on some delay. Facio, do you piss in a can on stage? You know what? I should have. That should have been my closer. That would have been funnier than anything I said on stage.
Dennis says, what did I do? And Dennis, it's not you. He's mad at this producer friend who uploaded this video, and he's taking it out on you, and I don't know why. It's just rude.
I can't imagine why.
Marco Cubano, whatever his name was.
Well, I mean, I guess that's one way to...
Oh, we're getting a call. Oh, wait, it's gone.
Oh.
Wait, it's back.
Oh. Oh.
We have an indecisive caller.
Okay. All right.
A lot of salutes in the chat.
Hillbilly Harry, I've just shared on Twitter. You know, I really liked you, Hillbilly Harry. Like, when I talk about fireworks, you seem to know some fireworks stuff, and I thought you were cool.
Maureen says, I can never do stand-up. I'm too shy and self-conscious. Exactly. Well, me and Joe are too, but you know.
Yeah, but you take a couple Vicodin and you get on stage.
I actually don't take Vicodin. Mm.
I'm saying what I did my first time.
I use the, what do you call that? Adrenaline.
I don't know if you can tell it or not, but the Vicodin made me hilarious. Right?
The Vicodin made you hilarious?
My phone has a Skype caller.
My thing is saying there is one and it keeps going away.
Well, you should probably hit answer.
Well, pops up for a second and it goes away.
Well, why don't you just call him?
You should tell me. Stop telling me what to do.
Well, give it a second because I can see from my phone he's still calling. All right. Uh-huh. All right, now call him.
It's saying missed call.
Well, now call him.
Okay, hold on.
How
do I call
him? Okay.
I'm doing it.
Everyone's thanking Dennis.
I'm calling him.
Oh, God. You know, now I actually want to go back to stand-up.
You should,
just so I can have a video that is not that.
Dude, I know a place right near here that does stand-up, that does an open mic.
Can I do that?
We've got next week. Let's go together. Oh, someone's clearing their throat. Hold on. It's a caller? Oh, they're having an issue. Oh. They're having some sort of...
I hope they don't have strep throat.
Can I say that was a sick Roto-Rooter reference, bro? That was really good.
You know, I later turned that into a prank call.
Oh, you did? You did? Yeah. Well, any Stanley Steamer material you were working on?
Are you saying it wasn't topical?
No, it was really topical. When did you record that? 1994? Because then it was right on cue.
Look, I was one of those guys that fell into
did a lot of drugs and was overconfident?
Yes, and fell into the Jim Norton trap and thought that anything edgy was funny. So I went for the over-the-top edgy shock value.
Joey Edgelord Coletta.
And I kind of crossed the line from shock to not fun.
Yeah, no, I like your alter ego, Andrew Dice Coletta. It's really good. Oh, these women are whores. Hey, oh.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who picked up on
Christ,
that.
Joe. You've really tried everything, haven't you?
Yeah, unfortunately, as you could say.
And you know, I resent the fact that you say that I can't compliment you over the phone. I can't compliment you. You know, I think you're very funny. I think you work hard on your jokes. I think your stand-up isn't bad. And that's just Dan. Joe, you suck. But Dan's... And Dan's stand-up, when we did the MOR thing, was one of the best stand-ups there. We got to do another meetup.
It absolutely was.
And I guess, Joe, if you could drive Dan, that would be great, and wait in the car. Whatever it takes. Hey. And we'll crack the window. We're going to crack the window for you so you can jewel in your car like a 15-year-old edgy boy.
Why don't you fucking post the video of the MLR roast that we did at Hammy's? I was funny in that. I'm good at roast.
You know what? You were. But here's the thing, and here's what you don't get. You were funny in that. You were very funny in that. But then I can't humiliate you.
Oh, okay.
And
I
what's
see.
The point? Where's the benefit for me?
I see.
Where's my benefit?
Dan also witnessed me do a funny roast.
I did.
Yeah, no.
And when I got you to come back on stage.
Yeah, not that one, Royce. A different one.
It was for BJ and Chad.
For some
wedding.
Reason, this is going to be shocking to a lot of people. It's much easier for me to shit on people in a funny way than come up with my own material. I'm much better at roast.
Are you kidding on me? That's my entire relationship with you, Joe. I understand. Oh, fuck. That's all the jokes we had, Karen.
Oh, fuck. Joe, I'm good at jokes, Coletti. Oh, he left. Royce hung up.
Oh, there goes. I love Royce.
Thank you, Royce, by the way.
I love him to death.
I had a lot of fun going down to Florida and doing stand-up for you guys.
And Dennis, I love you, too, for some insane reason. I do. Relax. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah. You know, our thank yous out. That's not.
Fuck. Yeah.
We all friends.
It's just... God damn. I really have been thinking about getting back into it, and I should probably write some shit down. I'm saying this because you guys... You know, I've been watching for a little while. You know me. Whatever I do, whether it goes good or bad, I'm going to play it here for you to see. So whatever open mic Dan's talking about that I go to.
Dude, there's one that's right near here. We could do it. I think next week, we could probably next Friday, we could probably do it.
Right, not tomorrow, next Friday.
I think, yeah. We're going to be around tomorrow.
What was it, like 5 minutes?
I think. I'll find out. There's like I think they have like an 8 o'clock and a 10 o'clock or something.
But I mean the time I would get. 5 minutes?
Probably something like that, yeah. It gives you a week. You got time to work on some shit.
Yeah. All right.
Think about it. You want to put it up? I'm telling you.
I'll videotape it. Well, you have to for the show.
Videotape isn't a thing that fucking exists, is it?
We still call it that.
We'll record it?
Yeah. Digitally video record it. And yeah. We'll play it on the show. And
that'd be good because I haven't gone up in a little while. So that'd be good
what?
To both of us.
You haven't?
Not recently. I did a show for Andy like a few weeks ago, but other than that, I haven't done much. So, yeah, we'll both go up. We'll have some fun.
Can you say the name of the place? Or do you want to tell me afterwards?
I'll tell you after. Okay. Yeah, sure. It's called Rhino. It's over here in Suffern.
Okay. All right. So look forward to that.
So, yeah.
I'm just hoping I didn't dig my own grave by committing to that.
We'll see.
Because now I have to do it.
We'll see.
But you know why I did that, Dan?
Why?
I know myself. If I didn't commit to it, this is how weird I am. Yeah. If I didn't just commit to it on the air to a bunch of strangers, I wouldn't have done it. Now I have to do it.
Now you have pressure. This is
a
like
a bunch of people
like,
I've never met or expecting it, so yeah. I have to. That's how my mind works.
Uploading audio, or it's something that's going to happen now because you promised it on the air.
When you put it that way,
it's like yeah.
Well, I think Royce goes, Joe won't upload an MP3, but he's going to get back to stand up. I will get to the MP3s. I just know where
I'm
to
just going
to
start this whole new career, you guys. Hold on.
Not a new career. Just an open mic night. One open mic night. We'll see how it goes.
So we'll do. Yeah, we'll do. I'll look into next Friday. I'll get us on there.
All right.
So the
crowdsource.
Oh, boy. Friday the 13th. Couldn't have planned it better.
Perfect.
Couldn't have planned it better, motherfucker. Oh, boy. That'll be fun.
All right. It's settled. So we're going to see the comparison. The 2007 version that you all just saw, unfortunately. I apologize for that. I know I don't need to.
Joe's going to do the exact same set. And a Nicole Smith joke and all.
I'm just going to replace Anna Nicole Smith with some other whore that recently died. I'll find one.
That's good.
I'll find a porn star.
That's going to work.
Yeah.
Work good.
I'm kidding, Dan. Relax. Dan's worried now. He's going to have to...
I'm not worried.
It's a friend of mine. Please do me a favor.
Who is this fucking asshole? Why are you recording him? It's bad. I just wanted to get a recording of it for other people.
He gave me $20 and said, hold my phone.
Why are you using your phone? I don't know. I've never met him before in my life. He's going to pretend he knows me.
Agent R said $200 was a wise investment. Oh, boy, do I have a lot of those investments, wise Agent Orange. Quite a few cost more than 200.
The fucking room.
Quite a few cost more than 200. Yeah.
Right. Like committing to call into my show on a Friday and doing a bit like that, Joe?
I'm not going to go over this again. I'm.
Do you know how many autographs he had to sign that night? He was exhausted. His wrist hurt. Once one person recognized him on the shore, it was just like everybody kept coming up.
Once word got out in the Jew community after I fake interviewed that guy on Royce's show, yeah, they were all over it. I was signing yarmulkes out the ass. I'm just reading the chat here, sorry. Because you guys are fucking hilarious, and half of these I don't even want to read because it's just it's too...
They're good.
Yeah.
You have a great incriminating burglar joke you can use. Autocook 8000. Can you believe this Donald Trump?
Tia, talk about black people. It's totally cool. That's a crowd pleaser these days.
It's really going over big.
Yeah, make black jokes.
I love that.
Can you believe this Donald? Yeah. Fuck.
This guy over here.
You ever notice how he kind of looks orange? I mean, do you guys notice that? It's kind of orange looking, right? Oh, fuck. I got to start writing. All right. This is good. I like this. Because now I have to do it. I promise I won't dig in my closet for a Mead notebook that I've written 30 jokes in. Or at least an outline. And try to rework them. I promise I won't do that. I promise I'll start fresh.
Remember that time you let me have your joke book and I could read it on air?
We did a show years ago where I gave Dan the notebook I read from on the stage that you just saw that had the jokes you saw and others. And I let Dan read them all. And I'm honestly trying to remember what was more humiliating, letting you do that on the air or what we just did.
Can't wait for Joe to do crowd work by asking him about some cool fireworks he read about. Joe's going to come up and be like, hey, where are you from? Do you like rides?
So you guys, I mean, 200 gram cakes are so much cheaper than 500 gram cakes. Do you really notice the difference?
Am I right?
I mean,
am I right?
You know what I mean?
You know when you wire the whole board up and the cops drive by? What's up with that?
And it's like, hey, I taped them down secure and safely. There's no one injured. Can I just light some explosions? Oh!
Hey, I'm near Pennsylvania! Oh!
I like the explosions, okay? Motherfuck.
Joey, boom, boom, out.
Drop the fucking mic.
Drop the mic. Oh, sir, that's expensive.
Throw a firecracker in the crowd. I'm out.
Joey Boom Boom, I'm out.
Should that be my stage name? Joey Boom Boom.
Joey Boom Boom.
Please welcome to the stage, Joey Boom Boom Coletti.
Who is this Joe Coletti? 90% of the crowd will be ATF.
It'll be a fucking sting operation.
I enjoy fireworks, comedian. Tell me more. Where were these activities?
Sir, why are you wearing a brown trench coat? Never mind that. Come out to my Ford.
What? Are you writing jokes already?
Come out to my Crown Vic.
Oh,
I want to exchange some 1.3 fireworks with you. Have you heard of Blockbusters? I have. I have some to sell you. Come over here to my Charger. Never mind the lights.
Oh, Dr. Brony has a joke for you. I was walking by your mother and I was like, hey, suck on my dick. Boom, closer.
Oh, fuck.
Joe Butta Boom Boom Coletta. By round of applause, who's a government employee?
Crowd work. I like it. You guys, the 4th of July was just around the corner, right? Yeah, yeah. You guys missed that? Yeah.
How about that, huh? How about that?
You have your indoor fireworks? Neither have I. I forgot the righty thing. Let me just light this and get out of here. The... Okay, I'll see. That's what you read. Mm-hmm. I don't know why my chat is on a delay. God damn it. I
fuck something up.
Baguetta, you have to end the set saying that now. What does he mean? Joey Boom Boom Coletta?
Joey Boom Boom Coletta.
Well, fuck. All right. What can we do in the last 15 minutes, Dan?
And we never really got into that whole thing about fucking...
sorry, Murray in the chat. Joe's jokes are fresh. Flaming fresh. Should I just... Could you imagine if I showed up with just that costume and did the Flaming Fresh character on mic?
No, you probably shouldn't do that. I don't think they're going to get the reference.
No, they won't. I mean, it would be hilarious for our audience, but it would be...
All right, I'll make sure I go up before you then.
No, I'm not going to... I'm
following
gonna,
that shit.
No, I'm not going to do that the first night. Any Sparkler fans in the house? Hillbilly Harry.
God, your thing is really far behind.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why. It's fucking...
Are you watching on a delay?
It's weird, because I'm in the...
Whatever. Let's figure it out next week.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Well, you know, since
I don't think this was an accurate article about fucking these dolls, by the way.
What are you talking about?
Because the guy's name is Brick Dollbanger.
Yeah, I know, but...
I don't think that's a Christian name.
That's a pseudonym he gave to the papers because he doesn't want... Who would want their real name out in the paper about buying a fuck doll?
I
heard from a reliable source that if we reach the monthly goal that Dan will read your joke book on air again, Mr. Barishell. Is this true?
Actually, yes, Frozen Nation, that is true. If by the end of September, we reach our goal that goes towards a new computer to do the show, so we don't have these kind of lags, like me looking at the chat of things that were said 5 minutes ago. I will hand Dan my joke book and not just pick and choose pages. He could read from any page he chooses. And I also have Google Note. What is it? Yeah. Jesus, don't do that in the microphone.
Sorry. Cover my mouth.
That's disgusting. Stop it. Mm-hmm. I also have Google Notes that I've jotted ideas on. In the years in between that I could hand over. So, yes, if we do reach our goal by the end of the month, that will absolutely happen. I still have the notebook, and I have the Google Keep Notes, whatever the fuck they call it. And it's going to be a lot of fun, Dan. Because you know how outlines work. When you think of a joke, you just jot down...
The general idea?
Right.
Yeah, it's and called you know a premise.
Right. Sorry.
So you jot down the premise.
I didn't realize I was talking to a professional stand-up comic.
I'm not a fucking professional asshole. You are. I got paid for it a couple times.
You are. But you can imagine how a premise would sound without any context to somebody, right? And the kind of premises I would have. So that's going to be fun. So look forward to that at the end of the month. When we hit our goal, Did somebody time somebody out?
I saw that a second ago. Spent, do you got timed out for 300 seconds?
I don't know. No, Becker's did. I don't know if that was a mistake. Again, I'm on a lag, so I don't know what's going on in there.
I don't know. I didn't see any fighting going on. Children play nice.
I hope there was no fighting.
Yeah.
Everything all right now?
I guess so.
Okay. Did you take any wrenches away?
Sneezing on stream is disgusting, Dan, but please feel free to pee in a bottle. Thank you, Green Line. Fucking hypocrite I work with every week.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
Talking about some other hypocrite I work with.
Oh, good, okay. So, yes, that will happen. Thank you, Frozen Nation, for that idea. That was, of course, already in play before you mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
That we will absolutely read from my joke book if we reach this month's goal.
Do you know where your joke book is?
I do.
I gotta find my first notebook. That'd be interesting.
You do.
It's probably bad. Because the thing is, too, with those things is you write down just like an idea. Well, you haven't fleshed it out. It's just like something you thought might be funny. Mm-hmm. So hearing those out of, oh boy, that's going to be
And you know, I don't know about you, but with me, the majority of the time when I write something down, again, of course, it's the premise. It's just the outline. And in my mind, I'll go, when I look back at that, I'll
remember what this was from.
I'll remember the details I wanted to inject in here. And then half the time, you forget what those details were, and you don't even know what the fuck you were talking about in the first place. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, all the time. Okay. I'm looking through mine now.
I got to probably start using the voice recorder, because just writing just two sentences for a whatever.
I have Bob Ross phone sex. Don't know what that means. Probably really good.
I mean, it's got potential.
Grandpa George from Charlie and Chocolate Factory. I always hated that guy.
Why?
I don't know, I felt bad for that one. That was the one who didn't get up and dance.
Okay.
He's the one who just sat there. Like, the favorite grandpa gets to go to the chocolate factory, and he just sits there and poops in the bed alone. It's not a good stand-up bit, but it just made me sad. A lot of things make me sad shouldn't.
Well, that's always what you want to do on stage, is make people sad.
That's what I usually do.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, married with children, I thought it was depressing.
Well, it was hilarious.
I thought it was so sad.
Are you kidding?
The guy had such a miserable life.
Spent the phone was in my pocket. Sorry, I figured it was a mistake.
Oh.
But yeah. Okay. I'm a pyromaniac since age 8, NorCal. I don't know if he's talking about himself or me, because that applies.
Oh, you caught up.
Yeah. Oh, am I caught up?
Yeah, you caught up. That's reason.
Oh, good. Reason is in the second to last comment?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so I'm with you. I'm with you guys. Okay. Dennis, is Joe has a joke book in Joe's joke book? That's why I love and hate Dennis at the same time.
He's a funny motherfucker.
I love him. I really do. God damn it. Well.
Exact void, exactly. I hate pooping in the bed alone. Exactly. They all just leave. Poor Grandpa George.
Joe's joke book has fireworks recipes in the margins, Hillbilly Harry. That's fucking hilarious, because you know what? You're not far off. I shouldn't say that. Royce, note to self, don't say the M-word in Newark. Grandpa Joe is harassed by hoes, scorn, gay lover, Willy Wonka. Every time Joe says a punchline on stage, he says boom boom and sets off a firecracker. That would be fucking amazing. Because I have the ones that you don't need a fuse for. I have the firecrackers that I was talking about. Remember those poppets?
Yeah,
those
white... I remember the poppets.
Well, there's these red ones. The torpedo boxes over there?
The fucking...
The one that fell on the ground that you picked...
Seven boxes?
Well, that's just some of them. Yeah. Those are just like... Don't squeeze too hard. Those are just
Why
like,
are they in sawdust?
That's how they pack them.
Was that keep them safe?
Yeah, so if you drop it like I did before...
Do I throw it?
Huh?
Do I throw it?
Yeah, throw it out of the fridge. Oh, you missed. Hit here.
Oh, hit on Curtis Thompson?
Yeah.
Ow! Holy shit. I'm sorry, I hit Royce's picture.
So, you better not have burned Royce's.
No, I was Royce trying to hit Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh.
I think I...
So, it's just like a poppet without a fuse.
Jesus Christ.
But has the same noise as a firecracker.
Yeah.
How fucking hilarious would it be... After every punchline, I threw one of these down at the stage. And just yelled, boom, boom. How fucking... I mean, not...
And I'm thinking, not can for, you order Roto-Rooter not, for a miscarriage?
Not for the...
Boom, boom!
Put this away, please.
What is this? Oh, it's the other one?
It's the one you missed. Don't let it fall. It'll make a boom, boom.
That's only for punchlines.
Yeah, we gotta save those for my punchline.
Apparently he's gonna have a lot of punchlines. I like that it's in fucking sawdust. This came directly from a sweatshop.
Okay.
Absolutely directly.
I really don't care how they're made.
Some
I like
digits
them.
Were blown off in the making
those
of this.
Those are things that were in my front door pocket when I was pulled over.
Made in China. I'm amazed.
I gotta apologize, by the way,
it's manufactured
if that was
last
really
year.
Close to the... I know it was close to the mic. I'm sorry if that guy blew out.
your eardrums if you're wearing headphones.
Well, that's right. No one's listening to it on MP3, so don't have to worry
about it. Oh, you're an asshole. Don't squeeze too hard, Dan. That did sound...
Joe tells me that all the time, actually. He's very soft.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Dan would be yelling, not cute, Joe.
I was going to say, Miami MILF right above until some old person keels over and has a heart attack.
Some poor soldier gets triggered. Great. And we're in the papers.
It's Charlie! Everybody get under the table.
Everybody get out. Sir, you're not enjoying my comedy? You must love fireworks.
I mean, I can't do it the first time I go back on, but if we could find like a remote open mic where you don't know anyone and I don't know anyone,
uh-huh,
and I can go on,
uh-huh,
and do the boom boom bit with these crackers.
That usually would be, Joe doesn't like working with crackers.
That would you mixed up the wrong race.
Sorry.
That was that would be fucking.
All right. Well, let's work on getting the real set out.
Okay.
And then we'll do your silly boom boom thing. But not at a place I would like to go back to, please.
Maureen says I'll be there to ensure this happens. I forgot. Maureen lives close. I think
she's right over the river.
Right over the river. Yeah, that's right.
Not a place that I've actually been booked at. Please, thanks.
Yeah, this is going to be next Friday.
Next Friday.
Well, you know, we're doing a show Thursday next week, obviously.
Right.
Once we have it all confirmed, we can... I should probably ask this off the air. Invite people down that are in the area.
You want to?
That listen?
You want to do that? You want to invite people to the open mic like we're brand new? Sure.
Oh. Those are called bringer shows.
Those are called bringer shows, Joe. That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How fucking amazing is that smell, by the way? You smell that sulfur?
I was actually thinking it's not a good smell. It usually means something's burning.
Oh, I love that smell.
That explains so fucking much right there.
What?
That explains so much.
What does it explain?
Rose just said, wait, you are doing stand-up. Rose, it's near you guys, actually. I'll tell you where it is.
Yeah, it's in Suffern.
It's over in Suffern. It's called Rhino. Rose will come out, and I'm sure Dennis will love to see that live and in person. Rose and Dennis will come out to see me. They're good. They're nearby.
They're great people, and mm-hmm, I know Dennis will be filming it.
Rose will cheer for you.
Even if you are, Dennis will absolutely film it just in case.
Dennis will film it and probably have better commentary than me.
I like this. I like when I'm forced to do something because that's how lazy I am. I need motivate. I'm glad we did this on the air because now I'm under pressure. And that's when I write the best, when I'm under pressure and I got to get
Dr. Brody,
deadline. I need a deadline for something to work for me. What?
Joe is so fucking Italian, he grew up in the spaghetto. God fucking damn it, that's terrible. Use it. Open it with it.
Use it.
You should. Oh, man, we should, yeah, we should have user-only jokes.
What do you mean?
No, it's a bad idea. I'm going to stop before I even get going on it. It's going to go bad. Never mind.
I'll ask you after the show, Eben.
Mm-hmm. Joe, I love the smell of burning Coletta.
It's, NorCal Joseph, you need to do a fireworks stream at this point, unless what?
He'll do it live from Pennsylvania, where it is totally legal to purchase and set off fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania. A short 2-hour drive away.
Autocock Joe does the Lenny Bruce. He nigger lipped a cigarette bit followed by boom boom. Fuck. You guys are fucking hilarious. And thank you so much again.
Oh, Frozen Nation wants to know if you're bringing your girlfriend to this one, Joey.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Oh, yeah? Boy.
I mean, she has an amazing sense of humor, so I'm assuming she would enjoy it.
She's gonna like the other comics, then?
I don't know who the other comics are.
She said she had a good sense of humor.
Well, if you're up there, then she'll definitely like you.
Oh, you complimented me when I'm trying to shit on you, you dick.
Well,
that's what I get. Nothing worse.
Terribly sorry I complimented you.
Oh.
Speaking of compliments, again, thank you guys so much. We're over 900 fucking subscribers.
For that, guys.
It really is amazing and incredible. We just started this back up in March.
Yeah,
we're just getting going. Thank you again to Royce.
We appreciate it. We can't wait to hit 1,000 and Joe immediately to get us kicked off. But that couple of hours. Well, not kicked off,
but demonetized. Yeah. The couple hours where we get 1,000 subs. And
it's going to be nice.
Get monetized for one show.
Yeah.
Then I say something like, I don't know.
Montage of Joe writing all week to Under Pressure by Queen.
Again, thank you guys so much. We will see you back live next Thursday. Thank you again for all the subscribers. Again, mainly due to Royce and Mersh. See you next week.
Thanks, guys.